This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 114 for Monday, October 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are weaker on Monday, being pulled down by declines in comparable oils as the most heavily traded contracts fall below the $700 per ton support level. The November canola contract drops $14.60 at $679.80 per ton, and the January contract gives up $13.20 at $691.20 per ton. Global crude oil prices are falling back despite rising tensions in the Middle East. That's putting pressure on the vegetable oils. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed are lower on the day. Losses in the Chicago soy complex are also weighing on canola values. Meanwhile, the United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission reports canola is at its largest net short position in 7 months at nearly 70,800 contracts. Canola crush margins are relatively stable, with the November and January positions remaining well in excess of $200 per ton above futures. Prairie temperatures are forecast to slip to below normal during the week. A low-pressure system is expected to bring rain and snow to an area stretching from Red Deer to Regina. The Canadian dollar is a pinch higher in Monday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.08 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 73.02. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports export inspections for the week ending October 19th include nearly 2.46 million tons of soybeans, besting those from the previous week. Corn export inspections slipped to less than 438,000 tons, and wheat drops to about 169,000 tons. The USDA is set to release its crop progress report later this afternoon. The Louis Dreyfus Company says it's building a new soybean processing plant in Ohio to help meet the demand for biofuels. Construction starts next year, and the plant is to open in 2026. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The November contract gives up 15.5 cents at $12.87 per bushel. December soy oil drops 1.45 cents at 51.94 cents per pound. December soy meal loses $3.40 at $420.50 per short ton. Corn is lower as its December contract is down 5 cents at $4.90 per bushel. Oats are higher, with its December contract rising 3 cents at $3.85.5. The U.S. wheat complex is also higher but fading as Chicago December bumps up 1 cent at $5.87. Kansas City December tacks on 3 quarters of a cent at $6.71. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December advances 8 cents at $7.39. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, October 23rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.